On the top floor of the Lutheran church, 15 girls pass around a ball of yarn. They're doing an activity called the Web of Life. It's meant to show how everything in the environment connects.
So when we're passing this around, you're going to make sure you hold onto your string, okay? So I'm going to hold onto my end, and I'm going
to... An earthworm connects to soil, soil connects to trees, and so on. Lucia Warhatch says activities like these are one of her favorite parts of Girl Scout camp.
I really enjoy the camp because we do lots of types of games and we go places and we learn new things.
Other activities included tie-dyeing, arts and crafts, playing games, and singing camp songs. Lucia's sister, Ivy, liked the field trips around town.
We went to Sandy Beach, and that's where we got to see all the sea creatures. And then we went to the ball field, and we just went to the harbor.
Almost all of the girls said they had met each other before camp. For Kalia Morales, who recently moved to Petersburg, camp makes the start of her first grade year a little less scary.
I'm happy that I can make more friends.
Mackenzie Weeder, one of the camp counselors, says that's what camp is all about.
I just think there's like a lot of power in a girl-only space, and to see them blossom throughout the summer. Like, we've had like some campers who, like, beginning of the week they're like super shy or they're having trouble like making friends. To see that growth in those kids has just been, it's been awesome.
Weeder and the camp's two other counselors have worked throughout Alaska this summer. They trained in Eagle River near Anchorage, then spent 2 weeks in Wasilla, 6 weeks in Juneau, and 1 week in Wrangell. Here in Petersburg, Weeder says they got a warm welcome. The Lutheran church acted as a home base for the camp and also lodging for the counselors. Kids got free lunch through Stedman Elementary's school lunch program.
It's just been a really amazing example of like what life here looks like. And I feel really fortunate to be able to like see this as an outsider and be like invited in the way that we have been.
Next, they'll spend a week in Kodiak. At the day camps, both campers and staff are required to wear masks indoors. Weeder says she's glad to provide a safe camp experience after the pandemic has put many kids' social lives on hold.
We want everybody to be able to experience this as much as possible and see what Girl Scouts is about so that they can hopefully have like the same wonderful experience that I know I did growing up in scouting.
Lucia Warhatch says she has, due in large part to people like Weeder.
I just really like how a lot of the Girl Scout leaders encourage us to do things that we have never done before, and then we actually do it. Like, when I'm jumping rope, they taught us how to jump in, and we all kind of failed the first time, but then the second time we went around, we all, almost all of us did it. And so they just encourage us until we get the right thing.
Weeder hopes that encouragement sticks with the girls through the start of the school year. In Petersburg, I'm Katie Anastas.